Is there censorship on these social media outlets like Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter against conservative and Christian content? We're going to talk about that right now with Joseph Farah, who founded WorldNet Daily, and he runs that organization, WND.com. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Joseph, it's so great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, now, we're at an interesting time in America's history where, in terms of communications, the social media giants have really eclipsed, the broadcast outlets in many different ways. And on the one hand, that's really good in terms of, you know, anybody with access to the internet and so forth and a computer can communicate, you know, with the world. And on the other hand, we're seeing, you know, censorship lately of conservative and Christian content. Your comments.
You're exactly right, Jerry. Back 21 years ago, I started the first independent online news service, really in the world, certainly the U.S. But that was my thinking. You know, I labored in what we euphemistically call the mainstream media for over 20 years, running daily newspapers in major markets and so forth. But you know, the bias was there. And you know, it was even in newsrooms presided over by somebody like me, it was difficult to deal with because it's just sort of the nature of people who go into the media tend to be more on the left side of the spectrum, more secular and so forth. And so I thought, well, here's a chance with the internet in its very early stages. This is a level playing field. And so maybe we can create a national online news service with a lower barrier to entry than we could have done it in, you know, newspapers or television or any other forum. And so we did it. It was very successful. It exploded on the scene. Traffic was going crazy on top of the fact that, you know, we did not have the bias of the mainstream media. We brought a Christian worldview to the table, which was sorely lacking in the media then, as it still is today. And it was very, I mean, I can't even explain to people today, in today's terms, how popular it was. But we were, for a solid 2 years, there was a ranking agency that ranked us as the most popular website in the world.
Oh, wow.
Now, that didn't mean we actually got more traffic than anybody else in the world, because at that time, MSN was actually the largest, and CNN was up there. But in terms of loyalty and popularity and time on the site, WND was a leader. And it continued that way. We had growth. We had crises along the way, the dot-bomb and all that kind of thing. But there was steady growth. And about 10 years ago, we started to see that decline. It declined in conjunction with Google's algorithms, which determined that sites like WND were just not suitable for the public to see like they should see, you know, CNN and the New York Times and even the Huffington Post when that finally came along. That's one of their favorites. So that continued, and it got worse. It got worse after the 2016 election, mm-hmm. immediately in January 2017, and I believe that Google and Facebook and what I call the speech code cartel, I think they got together and they said, we can't have any more of this nonsense, you know, people like Donald Trump winning the election. And I think they set out to make sure it never happened again. The bottom fell out of our traffic and our revenues precipitously. It's a miracle, Jerry, that we're still here and functioning, yeah. and doing pretty good job, I think,
yeah,
given
very.
What has happened. But it's the reality of it. It's not just Alex Jones that this is happening to. It's happening to the entire independent media space. Some are in better shape than others because maybe they had more money in the bank, but we're all in trouble. And this is the most serious threat to the First Amendment that I've seen in my lifetime. It may be the worst threat that we've seen since the country was formed.
Well, and basically, though, people know where WND.com is, right? But the issue is that there's just not enough sharing going on. The issue is you've been turned off from Facebook. You're not included in Google searches. By the way, independent of this interview, I just happened to see a headline on the Drudge Report where it said something like 100% of searches. It said 100% of searches, which is crazy, for Donald Trump and news yielded only left-wing, liberal, you know, anti-Trump type of stories. I mean, there was nothing, right, you know, in favor of Trump. You'd wonder, well, how did this guy ever become president?
Exactly. Well, it wasn't the case in 2016. They were operating. Yeah. It wasn't. Certainly, there was no impartiality in 2016.
Right.
But it changed. It was a game-changing decision. Of course, we don't know what happened inside their algorithms. That's, you know, that's top secret stuff. But I can tell you that it affected all of us in the independent media. And we were, you know, the independent media, they think that we elected Donald Trump because, let's face it, nobody in the mainstream media had anything good to say about him. And so they blamed us or credited us, as the case may be, to his victory. And I believe that's why they targeted us so severely. When you ask, you know, well, do people still know where WND is? Sure. Most of our traffic is organic. People who've been coming, some for 20 years, and they come. But we don't get the search engine traffic. Somebody goes to Google and says, what's going on with Donald Trump today? They're not going to find WND. They're going to go to the Huffington Post. They're going to go to the New York Times, the Washington Post. And you'd have to go to page 12 or 24 of the search to find WND.
So you're not at top of the Google. You're buried. Right.
And neither is Breitbart, neither is Daily Caller. None of us are. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah,
and
it's sinking.
Really what we need to do is get together and have, you know, a class action lawsuit here against Google, I believe.
Well, it's interesting because Dennis Prager told our ministry, D. James Kennedy Television Ministries, and a special we did about this whole issue, we called it the Gatekeepers, talking about the, you know, how big tech is censoring conservative and Christian content. And Prager said, look, suppose Delta Airlines said that we will not allow conservatives to fly on our airlines. No, he said that would be pernicious enough, and yet there's other airlines out there. Meanwhile, there's only one Google and one YouTube.
That's correct. And by the way, if you do find another search engine, they're still using Google's algorithms.
Mm.
That's the scam of all. But Dennis is exactly right, and it's a great analogy because one of the things that allows Google and Facebook to maintain their monopoly, and yes, they are by definition monopolies, is that the government awarded them this privilege because they're seen as carriers, just like airlines, just like the telephone companies of old used to be. And what the requirement is that you're neutral. You know, you don't discriminate. You don't show bias. And they're not abiding by that agreement. So if the U.S. Congress wanted to, you know, really put a chill in Google and Facebook today, they have the power to do that. And for the life of me, Jerry, I don't understand why they're acting so timidly. In fact, the Democrats are cheering on Google and Facebook. They want them to ban more speech. They want them to ban more websites. And it's very, I think we have a very small chance, and it's a window of time that's, you know, not very big to challenge this. And the only entity that's big enough to challenge these mega corporations is the federal government, which, you know, I'm not a interventionist. I'm very libertarian in my politics, but nevertheless, there is a time for antitrust action, and there's a time to actually just enforce the laws that are on the books, because these guys have to be neutral. They're not considered publishers. They can't even be sued, Jerry, for defamation or anything like that, because all they're doing is aggregating content. They're seen as carriers, just like airlines, just like telephone. Utilities would be another way to put it.
Yeah, and yet they're flagging content. I mean, the ultimate example to me is when Facebook took down the Declaration of Independence as a post on July 4th because this was supposedly hate speech. I think they put it back up, you know, after the blowback, but it's like, oh, that's the ultimate example. I mean, this is the document that gave birth to the country, and this country is the, you know, the country that gave Facebook this incredible free speech, and they're abusing this free speech now, it seems to me.
That's right, and that's what happens when you have artificial intelligence making decisions for you. You know, we hear so much.
Yeah, but they programmed that. They programmed that.
Absolutely, yeah. They programmed them. You know, the only way you can do it is to say certain words are verboten. And I think one of the words in the Declaration of Independence that was verboten was savages. And
yeah.
You know, so just completely out of context,
right.
You know, how can you determine whether a word is a hate word or not? And that's the problem you have with these algorithms. But it's more than the algorithms were programmed intentionally. There's no question about it to discriminate against. Oh, by the way, Jerry, here's the most important thing your listeners should take away from this call. We've got Google, we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, YouTube, Amazon, and Apple, these six big tech companies out there in this world of ours. Guess which organization all six of them depend on to determine what hate speech is?
The Southern Poverty Law Center.
That's right.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, which lists D. James Kennedy Ministries as a hate group. And they also listed, and they still list Family Research Council as a hate group. And that,
and me.
And you? Oh, yeah, yeah. You're one of the extremists of hate or whatever. I mean, it's just, it's absurd. I mean, they inflate the numbers to scare Northeastern liberals to, you know, think that there's hate in, under every bush in America. And so, you know, they'll write their checks to the Southern Poverty Law Center. They've got millions and millions, much of which is in offshore accounts. In fact, this ministry, D. James Kennedy Ministries, has done a whole expose on them. We call it Prophets of Hate, and the S in profits is a dollar sign.
This is an extremist group of the highest order. I mean, if there were one group, you know, you wouldn't want determining what kind of speech the nation can use in its open dialogue in a free society, it would be this one. In fact, they say their biggest enemy is Donald Trump, and they call him a fascist, a racist, and on you go. And so, I mean, how are conservatives, how are people who are non-progressives, non-extreme left-wingers, to participate in the national dialogue when the two most important organizations in the world are Google and Facebook, and throwing YouTube into the mix, and they're all policed by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Wow. Okay, we have about a minute to go. How will this big tech censorship of conservative and Christian content possibly impact the midterm elections, or how could it?
Well, there's been a study on that by a psychologist who just made an appearance on Tucker Carlson a couple nights ago, first time I saw him. He's done a study on this, and he says 12 million votes can be shifted in this next election by Google and Facebook. 12 million votes. Now, if they shift them, if they successfully shift them, that election is over. And I hope he's wrong, but this is not a conservative, by the way. This is somebody who is just concerned about the First Amendment in this country. It looks like they're all out. They're all in for this task. And I have great trepidation about this midterm election, but I think their real goal is set on 2020.
Wow. Joseph Farah, thank you so much for all your great work. WND.com for more information. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.